I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Connecticut's monarch butterflies are now making their annual migration thousands of miles south to Mexico. WNPR met up with some citizen scientists who raise and track the butterflies. It looks like a magic pendant, jade green and lined with a brilliant band of gold dots. So you'd be forgiven if, like me, you think Gillian Shea sells jewelry.
Yeah, I think that's why people don't think it's real, because it's rare that you get to see 150 chrysalises next to each other in one space.
Shea works at NatureWorks, a gardening business in Northford, where she raises monarch butterflies with the store's manager, Diane St. John.
Within 10 days, all of these will have hatched into butterflies. And they're the migrating generation, which means they want to leave here.
As I lean in, some of the chrysalises are wiggling. Butterflies are even clambering out, hungry to undertake their epic migration south. Before they do, Shea and St. John place a small little sticker on the butterfly's wing. It has a unique number, which will help identify it should it turn up months from now in Mexico.
2017, I think, was one of the most amazing years for monarch butterflies that anybody can remember.
Anurag Agrawal is a professor in the entomology department at Cornell University. He says last winter, numbers in Mexico had stabilized at low levels, but not dangerously low, and that caterpillar counts went up. Now,
the question that many monarch biologists are asking is, will this translate into a substantially increased number that are overwintering and successful the next year?
Agrawal, who rears his own monarchs every summer, says monarch tagging programs like the one at NatureWorks help connect people with the outdoors. Last year, Gillian Shea says two of the monarchs released from her business turned up in Mexico. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.